This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, I hope you've been reciting the Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, an honor to be here. Holy month of Ramadan, unfortunately, it is quickly coming to an end, and I'm pretty sure that when the holy month of Ramadan ends, that we are really going to feel sad. On one hand, you do feel happy because the holy month of Ramadan has successfully passed, and you have been able to successfully pass this trial and this test that was there given to every single one of us. But at the same time, you do feel kind of sad, you know, because, and it's interesting, in the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiya by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, you know, we find that when he says farewell to the holy month of Ramadan, he says farewell in this manner, you know, like he's losing a companion, this generous friend that was with us for 29 and 30 days. And it's really beautiful, so we will be a little bit sad as well. But before the holy month of Ramadan is over, because we still have a few days and a few nights left, I hope you've been reading the Holy Quran. Now, you know, I know in one of our earlier programs in the holy month of Ramadan, we talked about the importance of reciting the Holy Quran. And so just in case, you know, the busy materialistic schedule and routine that we had, you know, it kind of made us forget to recite the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan. Well, this is a very humble reminder to recite the Holy Quran in these last few nights that are remaining of the holy month of Ramadan. Let's not, you know, waste our time. Let's not, you know, not take advantage of these blessings that are left in these last few nights of the holy month of Ramadan, right? Its days are the best of days, its nights are the best of nights, its hours are the best of hours, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi himself has said.
Ramadanul Mustabin Jaa bin Nuril Mubin Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-Qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about reciting the Holy Quran in these last few nights of the holy month of Ramadan. Of course, you know, we have to keep in mind that we should have been reciting the Holy Quran in this holy month, but you know, for some reason we didn't listen to the earlier programs, or we were busy in this materialistic routine, you know, hamster wheel of ours that we could not get out of, or for whatever other reason, you know, maybe we were too tired, we were exhausted, the fasting was taking a toll on us, you know, for whatever reason, may Allah forgive us, we weren't able to recite the Holy Quran in this holy month. Well, we still have some time, and Allah the Almighty is always, if you will, with arms wide open, waiting to invite and welcome His creatures and His creations, whom want to come towards Him. So, of course, there's this famous tradition which we all, you know, listen to in the holy month of Ramadan from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who says that reciting one verse of the Holy Quran in this blessed month of Ramadan is like reciting the whole Quran in the other months of the year. So, you know, we still have a few nights left in the holy month of Ramadan. Why not go ahead and recite the Holy Quran? You know, I would like to say as much as we can. And well, I will stick to that statement, as much as we can. There's only a few nights left. Now, this doesn't mean that we recite the, you know, as much as we can, and then, you know, after the holy month of Ramadan, we just don't even want to look at the Holy Quran anymore. This is why I'm saying as much as you can, as much as your capability, you know, and as much as it is enjoyable. The last thing that you want to do is force yourself to read, you know, the Holy Quran, even though You should force yourself to read at least one verse of the Holy Quran with its translation and kind of think about it and ponder over it. At least one. That you should force yourself, you know. And what's the beauty of the Holy Quran is that you will see once you start to read the Holy Quran and you start to read the translation and kind of think over it, automatically you will start to want to read more and more.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.